News from ABC is next. It is sponsored by the Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today. It's 65 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met in Tel Aviv with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today, pushing to finalize a ceasefire deal.
The State Department said Blinken emphasized to Netanyahu it is Hamas standing in the way of a ceasefire. He also discussed improving the delivery of humanitarian aid to Gaza. Blinken again conveyed the U.S. opposition to a major military operation by Israel into Rafah. This comes after Netanyahu said Tuesday they will enter Rafah with or without a deal to release hostages.
ABC Karen Travers. Pro-Palestinian protests reaching new levels of unrest across college campuses at the University of Wisconsin-Madison today. Police in riot gear began clearing out campus protesters. Classes at UCLA in Los Angeles canceled today due to clashes between demonstrators and police. And at Columbia University, New York police made more than 100 arrests as officers cleared a hall occupied by protesters. This is ABC News. A Baltimore high school principal is under fire for making racist, anti-Semitic comments circulating online. The only problem is he didn't make them. ABC's Jim Ryan explains.
Pikesville, Maryland high school principal Eric Eisworth at last year's graduation.
Class of 2023, you did it.
And in comments posted more recently online.
Between these ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag, or these teachers.
But only the first audio is real. Investigators say a staff member whom Eisworth had accused of theft used artificial intelligence tools to create the second audio. Dejan Darian is facing serious legal consequences, but Eisworth is still being slammed on social media by people who haven't learned the truth about the tape. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Weekly COVID-19 hospitalization numbers have hit the lowest level since the pandemic began. That, according to the CDC, at the peak of the Omicron variant in early 2022, there were about 150,000 weekly admissions. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before.
Hello, WRCO listeners. Kenny, the wannabe baker here. Not for sure what to do for lunch? Have no fear. Christie's is here. She offers fresh soups, homemade daily specials, and on Wednesdays she has Cornish pasties, and Thursdays are pulled pork tacos. Check out our Facebook page for our daily special post, or give us a call at 649-2253. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Looking for delicious meats for your graduation party? Richland Locker has you covered. Try the marinated boneless turkey breast for just $3.98 a pound. Available in flavors like butter garlic, sun-dried tomato, and garlic parmesan. Plus, the deli offers sliced roast beef for $11.98 a pound and Longhorn Colby Jack for $4.98 a pound. Don't wait until the last minute. Pre-order now for your upcoming celebration. Richland Locker, where quality meets affordability. Visit them today and stock up on the best for your table. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt-Wuthen Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Setter Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, P. PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Tech, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 65 degrees in Richland Center at 1205. Our forecast calls for gradually increasing clouds and breezy with a high of 69, west to northwest winds 12 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight turning cloudy with showers likely late, a low of 47, and tomorrow cloudy and breezy with occasional showers and thunderstorms, a high of 64. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds 11 miles per hour, and it is 65 degrees.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
In a world with so many things being the same, it's kind of fun to find something different. At WCCU Credit Union, we are striving to be that different kind of financial. A place that offers you the best of both worlds. Whether you want to do business in person or online, we have local people you know and trust, along with secure and robust online banking. Also, we have some awesome rates on savings, loans, and checking too. For more information or to compare our rates, stop on in to any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. All deposits are federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
Good afternoon. It's 65 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. An encampment of protesters on Library Mall was dispersed after 7 this morning by officers from the UW Police Department, assisted by state and local law enforcement. At least 12 people were arrested, including several who resisted arrest. It is not yet clear how many are affiliated with UW-Madison. UWPD was assisted by the Madison Police Department, the Dane County Sheriff's Office, and the Wisconsin State Patrol. Multiple tents were taken down and disassembled to remove the encampment. The campus continues to operate normally today, and there is no threat to safety. UWPD remains on scene to ensure any continuing protest remains safe and lawful. UW-Madison values free expression and has consistently supported those who exercise their rights within the boundaries of law and campus policies. Tents and camping are not allowed on any university property under Chapter 18 of the Wisconsin Administrative Code, which defines the types of activities permitted on campus, information which was shared to all members of the campus community on Friday. Around 9 Monday morning, a group of 100 to 200 people arrived for an announced demonstration. The group began erecting tents beginning around 9:30 and spent the next 2 days on Library Mall. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman issued this statement today regarding the enforcement action at UW-Madison. The free exchange of ideas through open dialogue and debate is a hallmark of the Universities of Wisconsin. We support the First Amendment and the right to free expression, including through legal protest, and we continue to uphold these ideals, even in the face of difficult and competing demands. We commit to upholding free speech rights while simultaneously upholding the law and our mission to ensure the health, safety, and welfare of our community. UW-Madison took action to ensure compliance with applicable law and in fulfillment of its commitment to all students in the campus community. I commend Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin for her reasonableness and resolve, as well as her commitment to free expression and the safety and security of her students, unquote. A new poll shows a close race for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin. The Emerson College poll says 46% back incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin, while 43% support Republican challenger Eric Hovde. 1,000 registered voters were polled from April 25th through the 29th. The Emerson College survey also finds the race for Wisconsin's presidential votes is tight. Emerson College survey finds 47% of registered voters support Donald Trump, while 45% back President Biden when the two go head-to-head. With third-party candidates, Trump comes out ahead 45-40. Donald Trump will use a one-day break from his hush money trial to rally voters in the battleground states of Wisconsin and Michigan. The visits today come a day after he was held in contempt of court and threatened with jail time for violating a gag order. Judge Juan M. Merchant has said that if Trump continued to violate his orders, he will impose an incarceratory punishment. The former president is trying to achieve a balancing act unprecedented in American history by running for a second term as the presumptive Republican nominee while also fighting felony charges in New York. The Public Service Commission is reminding Wisconsin residents that due to congressional inaction, the Federal Communications Commission's Affordable Connectivity Program, or ACP, is currently winding down and no further payments will be provided after the month of May. In 2021, President Biden signed the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, which established the ACP and made internet service more affordable by providing a discount of up to $30 per month for eligible households and up to $75 per month for households on qualifying tribal lands. Eligible households could also receive a one-time discount toward the purchase of equipment to connect to the internet, including a laptop, desktop computer, or tablet. As of January 2024, over 22 million households in the state were enrolled or in the U.S. were enrolled in receiving the ACP monthly benefit, including more than 420,000 Wisconsin households. Initial ACP funding made available in the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law has almost run out. Unless Congress provides additional funding for the program, the ACP is set to expire soon. A replacement of the ACP does not currently exist. According to the FCC, April 2024 will be the last month ACP households will receive their full monthly discount. ACP households may receive a partial discount this month. After this month, ACP discounts will no longer be provided. While a replacement for the ACP does not exist, the PSC will continue administering existing state assistance programs to help households pay for and obtain access to basic telecommunications and internet services. The Lifeline program provides low-income Wisconsin residents affordable access to certain essential telecommunication services by discounting the cost of phone, cell, and internet services. The PSC's Internet Discount Finder is also available to help the households search for discounted internet service options in your area. In addition, the PSC's broadband office remains focused on its mission to make high-speed internet service accessible and affordable for all Wisconsinites. Please contact the PSC Internet and Phone Helpline at 608-267-3595 to access assistance. For more than a century, Bell & Health and Gunderson Health System have been trusted, steady members of communities throughout Wisconsin, northeast Iowa, southeast Minnesota, and northern Michigan. The two health systems finalized their merger in December 2022 and have now announced they will become Amplify Health to continue serving our community health care needs. This change will take time. New identities take time to build. Transitioning Bellin and Gunderson to Amplify Health will not happen overnight. Over the next several months, the new brand will be slowly and thoughtfully incorporated into the health system. While the health system's name is evolving, the commitment to compassionate care close to home remains unchanged. Patients of Amplify Health will still receive their care with the same providers and staff at the same locations they now know and trust. The health system's most fundamental commitment is to care for the whole person through the collective efforts of 15,000 team members system-wide. Not all names are changing. While all Bellin and Gunderson hospitals and clinics will, over time, change their name to Amplify Health, entities such as Gunderson Medical Foundation, the Bellin Health Foundation, and the foundations associated with the other hospitals will not change at this time. As it was shared with Bellin and Gunderson merged in December 2022, the funds received by each foundation will remain designated for intended areas as directed by donors. It's currently a sunny 66 degrees in Richland Center at 1216. Financial literacy protects you. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Congratulations! The doctor said that you have a baby on the way. Did you know that you can find gently used baby clothes at the Creative Outlet in Richland Center? Our sizes start with preemie and grow from there. All of our consigned clothing is in like new condition and priced to sell because we know that saving money is vital when a baby is on the way. Come visit us at the Creative Outlet. We are located on Court Street in the historic downtown Richland Center.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Tickets for the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle are once again available for you to purchase. Tickets are just $10 each this year. In the last 5 years, we have given away almost $15,000 in Grand Cash Giveaway prize money. This year could be the best year yet. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th, during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Viroqua Hills Golf Course. You can't be a winner if you don't buy a ticket. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. Get your ticket today, just $10 per ticket.
It's 65 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1219. To prevent your identity and money from being stolen, financial literacy is important. It is beneficial to have that knowledge of how to protect your money to avoid being ripped off. Michelle Reinen is from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
A really important part of financial literacy is knowing how to keep your finances safe and secure. And we do talk about this pretty regularly, but not in that context, I don't think. Scammers have sophisticated methods for convincing consumers to hand over their money. And these scams usually involve someone claiming to identify fraud or suspicious activity on one of your accounts. So offering to help protect your money, if you will, and asking you to share verification codes, telling you to move money from your bank, investments, or retirement accounts. And one of the things we need to make sure everyone understands is what a scam looks like, because they're going to use all sorts of strategies to scare consumers into following their instructions.
There are some tactics scammers use that may suddenly show up while using computers and mobile devices.
I just want to highlight 3 points that I hope everyone can just kind of put in their reserve so they'll come to the forefront when needed. Computer pop-ups that offer free security scans or say that your device has been compromised. This is one of the ways scams will look, often using familiar branding like Norton Virus or Windows or some well-known name. They're going to try and put a pop-up and get you to call and hand over information. A phone call or text message from a well-known company, let's say Amazon in this case, and they say that there's been suspicious charges to your account and you need to take action. Well, by taking that action, you're going to be handing over access to your account to that scammer, and then that's going to cost you money in the long run. And the other thing to just remember as a tactic is someone usually claiming to be from your bank or the government, some really reliable, trusted resource, tells you your money will be more secure if you deposit it into a something else, gold bars, Bitcoin, any form of cryptocurrency, but they want you to move your money to someplace that isn't really traditional or recoverable should you realize it's a scam later on.
If anyone contacts you and urges you to move your money, don't do it. It's a scam. Also, beware if they say the actions they want you to do take should be kept confidential.
A secret is one of the red flags of all scams because the scammer doesn't want you to tell anyone about it because that someone else you're going to talk to is going to help you identify those red flags. That means you're going to take time to have a conversation and think through things and realize it's a scam. It means you'll be verifying and checking out the legitimacy of what's been told to you. And so all of that, keeping it a secret, signing a non-disclosure agreement, those are all tactics they use to keep this strategy in place.
Transferring investments to a scammer should be avoided. The bank or broker where you invested your money before the transfer may not be able to get it back for you.
If you engage with a scammer in your bank or your investment fund and you want them to stop it, they probably won't be able to do that. We expect banks and brokers to keep our money safe and warn us about suspicious transfers out of our accounts. And scammers try to exploit that trust that we're grounded in. And when it comes to your stolen money, because you've asked the bank to move the money, they may not be able to recover it, especially if you've moved it to one of those non-traditional forms like a cryptocurrency wallet, and it's someone else's wallet. And, you know, banks can't stop you from taking action. They can alert you. They can ask questions. They can try and raise your suspicion about the action that you want to take. But at the end of the day, you're the customer, it's your money, and so you are telling the bank what to do. They might be able to help you after, but if it's a cryptocurrency situation, if it's a gold bar purchase and you've handed those off, they're not going to be able to help you other than to direct you to law enforcement.
According to Reinen, transfers may go to various types of scams.
It's to many different scams. It could be a grandparent scam. It could be a romance scam. It could be a utility scam, a prize notice scam, or a prize winning scam. So we do realize that all of these scams have that common thread of that secrecy, phone calls, text messages, asking you to move money, and doing things immediately rather than taking time to check them out.
If you suspect a scammer is trying to get you to transfer money, or if you have been scammed, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at DATCP Hotline at wi.gov. The second in a series of third congressional district primary forums will be held tonight at 6:30 at the Student Union Theater in La Crosse on the UW-La Crosse campus. The forum will air from 6:30 to 8 on WRCE. The forum includes Rebecca Cook, Katrina Shanklin, and Eric Wilson, who are running to replace Derek Van Orden in Congress. Voters are also invited to meet Katrina Shanklin tomorrow night in Richland Center. Economic Equity Now of Richland County will offer an opportunity to meet and talk with her at 5:30 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. All the candidates were invited to their own community forum hosted by Economic Equity Now. The first was held last month with Rebecca Kirk. Eric Wilson will attend an event Thursday, June 6th, and Representative Van Orden has been invited to his own session but has not yet confirmed a date. Economic Equity Now believes that information is the key to making the choices that will produce a healthy and vibrant community. All are invited to attend tomorrow night's community forum featuring Katrina Shanklin at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center beginning at 5:30. Pizza and pop will be available. The Department of Natural Resources says this weekend's fishing opener is looking promising. Fisheries Director Justine Haas says Lake Michigan's stock of salmon is strong. Haas says inland trout waters are well stocked, and her staff has been seeing strong natural reproduction alongside the state's stocking efforts. Fishing opens officially this Saturday, and you can get your permits and see the new regulations online at gowild.wi.gov. It's 66 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:26. Today's vital statistics are next.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Service, is insured. They do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelenic. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
It's 66 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:28. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Joseph N. Schmitz, 96 of Bear Valley, Sauk City, died Monday. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Keysville. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Thursday from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the St. Killian's Cemetery Association, Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Keysville, or the Bear Valley Fire Department. Joseph Schmitz is survived by his wife of 71 years, Catherine, four children, John Schmitz and Jean Tretow Schmitz of Madison, David and Kathleen Schmitz of Dodgeville, Mike and Cynthia Schmitz of Oconomowoc, and Larry Schmitz and Roseanne Drake Schmitz of Madison. Daughter-in-law Mary Schmitz of Marshfield, 13 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, 9 godchildren, 32 nieces and nephews, sister-in-law Lindy Schmitz, and many other relatives and friends. Joseph N. Schmitz, 96 of Bear Valley, Sauk City. Gerald Allen, Jerry Anear, 82 of Richland Center, died Sunday at Schmidt-Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held at 11:30 Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11:30. Jerry Anear is survived by two sisters, Barbara Meeker of Milton and Betty and Bob Kropp of Oregon, sister-in-law Eva Lou Anear of Union Grove, nieces and nephews, 16 great-nieces and nephews, a great-great-nephew, and many other relatives and friends. Gerald Allen, Jerry Anear, 82 of Richland Center. Alfred Al Mitchick Jr., 85 of Highland, died Sunday at home. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at Saints Anthony and Philip Church in Highland, with burial to follow at St. Anthony Cemetery, along with full military honors. Friends may call at the church Friday from 4 until 7, and again Saturday from 9:30 until 10:45. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials to Saints Anthony and Philip Church, the Highland Ambulance Service, the Highland American Legion Post, the Highland Park Improvements, or the Second Harvest Food Pantry. The McGuire Peterson Hauk Funeral Home Highland is assisting the family. Al Mitchick Jr. is survived by his wife Rosemary, 5 children, Neil and Julie, Jeff and Terry, Jill and Kevin, Greg and Valerie, and Todd and Amy. 16 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, siblings Mona Hennessy, Melvin and Kate Mitchick, and Gil and Teresa Mitchick. In-laws, Teresa and Gil Mitchick, Mike and Rita Hasberg, Dennis Hasberg, and Jerry and Carol Hasberg, nephews, nieces, and cousins. Alfred Al Mitchick Jr., 85 of Highland. Jean Elizabeth Kinsman, 92 of Lime Ridge, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held at 11:30 Saturday at Holy Angels Catholic Church in Laval. Burial will follow at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Lime Ridge. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg Friday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at Holy Angels Catholic Church Saturday from 10:30 until the time of service at 11:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Sacred Heart School in Reedsburg. Jean Kinsman is survived by 10 children, John, David, Marilyn, Joanne, Paul, James, Mary Beth, Susan, Annette, and Mark, and their spouses and partners, 73 grandchildren and great-grandchildren, sister Doris Ault, in-laws Mary Lou Kinsman and Ron Engerman, nieces and nephews, Jean Elizabeth Kinsman, 92, of Lime Ridge. Catherine Rose Hendricks, 75, of Boaz, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. A private service will be held at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with a burial to be held in Dayton Corners Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to Schmidt Woodland Hills, Harriet Reese. Catherine Hendricks is survived by her husband Sam, son Derek Stark of Clearwater, Florida, siblings Sherry Sirio, Jackie and Tom Rogan, and Bob and Tara Frank, many nieces and nephews, mother-in-law, Jennifer and Jason Gillette, father-in-law, Matthew Hendricks, sisters and brothers-in-law, Sue Benford, Steve Hendricks, Sally and Ken Oz, and Stanley Hendricks, step-grandchildren and great-grandchildren, step-nieces and nephews, and special friends, Jan Kipke, Nancy Perkins, and Fuzz and Nancy McCauley. Catherine Rose Hendricks, 75, of Boaz. Sheila R. Howell, 82, of Gotham, died April 19th at the Richland Hospital. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Sheila Howell is survived by her son, Jason and Regina Howell of Hollandale, 4 grandchildren, two sisters, Judy Kugler and Phyllis McKinley, both of Woodstock, and many other relatives and friends. Sheila R. Howell, 82, of Gotham. Teresa Ann Thiering, age 89, died Thursday. A private funeral mass will be held. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to your favorite library. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Teresa Thiering is survived by four children, Greg and Julie Thiering of Plain, Lisa and Bill Montalbano of Mazomani, Ann and Dave Thiering of Madison, and Sue and Rick Pumo of Batavia, Illinois. Seven grandchildren, two step-grandchildren, and nine great-grandchildren. Teresa Ann Thiering, age 89. John L. Pulaski, 87, of Arbovite, died Monday at Friendly Village in Rhinelander. Private family services will be held at a later date. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. The Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services of Woodruff is serving the family. John Pulaski is survived by his children, Julie Jewell of Richland Center, and Matt Pulaski of Oxnard, California. Four grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, a sister, Molly Podwell of Beloit, other relatives, and many friends. John L. Pulaski, 87, of Arborvitae. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Lexa and Cody Trum had a daughter, Tadley Ryan.
There are so many things to look forward to with spring. Longer days and sunny skies. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Spring is a sure sign of warmer days, but the weather is also unpredictable. A warm spring day can feel like summer, which means we turn the heat off and open up the windows. The next day, the temperature drops and we need our furnace. The constant cycle of having to adjust our heat for the cold days and AC for the sporadic warm days is a battle all spring long. Fortunately, heat pumps are a great solution for spotty weather days. Armstrong Air, the professional's choice, offers solutions that is important to your needs, such as efficiency, reliability, air quality, noise reduction, and peace of mind with controls that let you monitor your equipment's performance. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote on a heat pump, 647-6345.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional, friendly, stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Dave and Amy Shunk and Leroy and Susan Hafner. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the rain that we had in the region last evening has now shifted off to the north and east of us, and we should have a pretty decent seasonal-type spring day shaping up with at least partial sunshine, a bit breezy out there as well. Another storm system, though, coming out of the Rocky Mountains will track northeast for tomorrow and bring us widespread rain once again, possibly even a few thunderstorms out there. It'll be breezy, too. Right now, it looks like we'll see at least a half to three-quarter inch rain tomorrow with some locally higher amounts. We should catch a break on Friday as that system shifts off to the northeast. We'll get some sunshine and seasonal temperatures once again. Then by Saturday, the next front rolls in from the west, likely bringing some scattered showers. That one shouldn't be quite as heavy, but a few tenths of an inch still possible. Pretty nice weather shaping up Sunday and Monday as high pressure works in. Should see a lot of sunshine and mild conditions. Yet another system could be on the way, though, by early Tuesday with some more rain. Here's that forecast for today. Partly cloudy, breezy, and seasonal on your first day of May. High 69. West and northwest wind 12 to 25. Tonight turning cloudy with showers likely late. Low at 47. Tomorrow cloudy and breezy with occasional showers and thunderstorms. High 64. The wind out of the east-southeast between 10 and 20. On Friday, partly cloudy to sunny. High at 71. Saturday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers likely. Low in the mid-40s, high near 66. Sunday, pleasant with plenty of sunshine. Low 42 with a high near 71. Monday, sunny to partly cloudy, remaining mild. Low 44 with a high of 73. Tuesday, a good chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Then partly sunny, breezy, and warm. Low in the mid-50s, high in the mid-70s. Hope you enjoy your morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It's currently a sunny 66 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 71, our low this morning was 54. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 66. The record high for this date was set in 2021 at 91 degrees. The record low 21 was set in 1961. Last year's high was 54 with a low of 41. Sunset today will be at 8:03 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:54. Currently in Richland Center, we have west to southwest winds 6 to 10 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 29.88 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 66 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The nutritional value of soybeans for people and for animals, today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Not that you need reminding, but soybeans are a superfood for people and also for livestock. In a recent episode of the Farm Food Facts podcast from U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action, Mayville, Michigan farmer Carla Schultz touted the animal feed benefits of soy.
I think it's no secret that poultry, livestock, and seafood, that U.S. soybean meal is the best source for that protein and nutrients. And we've done some extensive research on that that says the U.S. soybean meal products contain more nutrients than soybean meal of other origins. We also know it's very cost effective in supplying the 10 essential amino acids that these animals otherwise cannot produce on their own.
Joining Schultz on the podcast was Mark Messina of the Soy Nutrition Institute, who praised the heart-healthy omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids in soybeans.
And if it wasn't for soybean oil, it would be very difficult for Americans to actually meet their requirement for the essential omega-3 fatty acid, linolenic acid. So from a macronutrient standpoint, referring to carbohydrate, protein, and fat, the soybean is really quite unique.
I have links to more information on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Farm Bill Reveal. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The chair of the U.S. House Agriculture Committee has released his outline of farm bill policies and priorities. And Republican member Tracy Mann of Kansas says he expects ag producers to be pleased.
There is going to be an increase for reference prices. I think we've heard loud and clear from the committee that you know, is something that needs to be updated.
During a briefing with farm broadcasters this morning, Mann said committee members will see the base text of the legislation in the coming days, and markup is planned for May 23rd. House Ag Committee Democrat Nikki Budzinski of Illinois tells Brownfield, protecting access to nutrition programs is important.
We want to make sure that we're not creating a farm bill on the backs of hungry people in this country. And so what the majority is putting forward on the House side and the Senate side, I'm going to be looking for as it relates to the nutrition title.
She says funding for conservation programs is another priority.
I've really been trying to be a leading voice around protecting the IRA funding, the $19.5 billion of conservation funding. We can add that to the baseline, but I really want to see that the climate smart guardrails are a part of that.
Following the release of the House Ag Committee Chairman's Farm Bill summary, Ranking Member David Scott said Republican committee members rejected a bipartisan Farm Bill compromise. Northern Minnesota farmer Teresa Gilley tells Brownfield she's concerned about regulations limiting the availability of crop protection tools.
Anytime they're taking some of our pesticides away, I actually do have some Xtend beans, and I had to get my dicamba early. So anytime those things are coming down the pipe, it tends to be concerning for us.
Gilley grows soybeans and wheat in Kitson County. And an official with EPA is defending the agency's delay of year-round E15 for 8 Midwest states until next year. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more.
EPA's agriculture advisor, Rod Snyder, says there's a reason implementing the permanent rule was delayed.
The refiners will actually have to change the blend stock for those eight states. That does require some time to implement, which is why that was delayed until next year. The emergency waiver will allow all 50 states to continue selling the exact same grade blend stock of gasoline that's on the rack now.
Snyder says in 2025, the eight Midwestern states will have the green light to sell year-round E15, but the other 42 states might lose their ability to sell E15 in the summertime. He says they can also petition EPA to make the same reed vapor pressure waiver. Snyder says there's only so much EPA can do by law under the Clean Air Act.
It's really either the state-by-state solution or the emergency waiver solution. Anything else would require an act of Congress.
From the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's Washington Watch, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
And I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Any lender can tell you about banking, but few know the business ins and outs of farming and ranching. That's where Compere Financial stands apart. We are here with unparalleled ag industry expertise, a forward-thinking mindset to identify your challenges and opportunities, and the ability to support smart decision-making for your operation. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains quiet through midday. Bids have been elusive. There are just a few asking prices that have been reported at $185 to $186 live in the South. The North still isn't established. While some business could develop yet today, it's more than likely significant trade volume is going to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Boxed beef is lower at midday in light demand for heavy offerings. Choice stand 45 cents at $293.92. Select is $1 lower at $288.94. At the Interstate Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers were steady this week. Feeder heifers were steady to $5 lower as lighter weight saw a drop in price. The USDA says demand was good to very good and the supply was moderate. There were several consignments of good quality fall calves this week. Medium and large one feeder steers, 500 to 544 pounds, brought $308 to $325. Feeder steers, 600 to 640 pounds, brought $283 to $303. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 600 to 642 pounds, brought $239 to $249. Cash hogs are up at midday with solid negotiated purchases. The cash hog market continues to find some strength and demand. Processors have been more aggressive and have been bidding up to move numbers as more hogs are needed to fill this uptick in slaughter pace. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong and remains a bright spot for the market. Domestic demand has been showing some strength. Both provide overall support to prices. The industry continues to monitor total production, specifically hog weights, which were up slightly on the week and up more than a pound from year-ago levels. Barrels and gelt at the National Daily Director up 34 cents with a weighted average of 91.06. The Iowa Minnesota's 8 cents higher with a weighted average of 90.77. The Western Corn Belt's up 36 cents with a weighted average of 90.77. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady in Dorchester, Wisconsin at $50 and steady in Red Oak, Iowa at $59. In Illinois, slaughter sow prices dropped $3 with moderate demand for moderate offerings of $39 to $51. Bears and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $51 to $61. And pork values were weak at midday, down 38 cents at $98.38. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Welcome to the Pioneer Agronomy Series. Agronomist Bob Berkovich from Pioneer is here. Many farmers are planting into corn residue, which means making sure the planter is set up properly.
With those higher yields comes more amounts of residue. So the book would say that your row cleaner should be turning less than half the time out there when you're planting your field. And I would agree with that. In low residue, you know, really good seedbed conditions, it doesn't need to be turning all that much. But if you're in a situation where you do have high amounts of residue, whether it's corn on corn or soybeans following corn or whatever the case might be, don't be afraid to be a bit more aggressive with those row cleaner settings to clear a good path for that emerging seedling. The other thing is spacing is sometimes gets a lot of attention. Keep in mind, spacing is important, but it's less critical than uniformity of your depth and uniformity of your emergence. Don't let your uniformity of depth or emergence be sacrificed because of focus too much on your spacing.
Thanks, Bob. For great products and crop advice, go to pioneer.com/findmyrep.
Hi, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Walsh's of Richland Center in Muscadet will be having a lawn and garden sale. Select garden tools and Miracle-Gro products are on sale and many other items. Also, the annual dirt sale that everyone enjoys will be going on during that time as well. Plus, on Friday, Ace and Richland Center will be having a grilling event in the parking lot. So stop in either of Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many wonderful items. And as always, and thank you, we appreciate your business.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Soybeans and corn are modestly higher. Cattle and hogs are sharply lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up, seeing a bounce after Tuesday's losses with help from a higher move in bean oil today. Rains delaying planting in parts of the United States and harvest in portions of South America. July beans are up 4 3/4 at 11.67 3/4. August is 4 higher at 11.69 1/2. July bean meal's down $3.90 at 3.48. July soybean oil's up 24 at 43.25. Corn's modestly higher, rallying a little bit after its early losses. It's watching the U.S. planting delays and the warm, dry weather impacting Brazil's second crop. The domestic supply bearishness is partially canceled out by solid ethanol and export demand. July's up 2 at 4.48 3/4. September's 1 3/4 higher at 4.57 1/2. And wheat's down. It remains technically overbought, and the trade is largely ignoring weather issues. Even then, any significant upside would be limited by the slow export demand. July Chicago, 6 1/2 lower at 5.96 3/4. July Kansas City's down 9 at 6.26 1/4. July Minneapolis wheat is a penny lower at 7.03 1/4. Live and feeder cattle are sharply lower ahead of this week's widespread direct cash cattle business. Asking prices are 185 to 186 live, with nothing yet for the address basis. Box beef was lower at midday. June live's down 195 at 173.05. August is 262 lower at 170.47. August feeders are down 462 at 250.77. And hogs are pressured by technical selling and demand questions. Pork's down at midday. June lean's $2.05 lower at $100.42. July's $1.67 lower at $103.75. Crude oil's below 80. John Perkins, Brownfield.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. When results matter, call Wilkinson Auctions. That's what R&M Motors did when they decided to retire their dealership and sell their equipment at auction. Wilkinson Auctions held the auction on Monday, and here are the results. Their John Deere 4055 tractor sold for $275,000, a record price. Their John Deere 7510 tractor sold for $192,000, a record price. Their John Deere 4455 tractor sold for $160,000, a record price. The auction had over 2,500 registered bidders and buyers from across the U.S., Canada, Mexico, and even Pakistan and Vietnam. These results don't just happen. Great auction companies make it happen. When results matter for you, why would you call anyone else to handle your auction? Call Wilkinson Auctions. More info on how to work with Wilkinson Auctions at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products.
Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
A morel dilemma. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Depending on your location, morel mushroom season runs from as early as March to as late as June. The key is the weather. Daytime temperatures need to be in the 60s, nighttime temperatures somewhere in the 40s, which leads to ground temperatures where morels thrive around 50 degrees. While the hunt is often a big part of the fun, what if that nutrient-rich fungi was available year-round? Well, it's a possibility in the future. But as researchers at Michigan State University found, cultivating morel mushrooms is expensive and a bit of a challenge. Steve Swinton is an ag economics professor.
Only 30% of the plots that growers cultivated over 2 years actually produced any harvestable morels at all. And among those that did, the yields were fairly low. So you'd be, you know, you'd get 1 pound of morels in 6 feet of row.
Andy says,
given what we know about the cost of growing morels, farmers would need to get at least 1/6 of a pound of morels per foot of row in order to break even at recent prices.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen, pro-Palestinian.